The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Larky Farkin tweeting with the hashtag What I Learned Today. You know what would keep people safe from knife attacks? Guns.
Okay.
Guns would help you protect yourself.
See, but here's a problem, Larky Farkin.
What's
You're thinking the American way.
Ah, there it is.
That's a problem.
Because I remember that, never take a knife to a gunfight.
Yes, that's a pretty famous line.
You just trump them right up there. Lori D., listener number 9. And again, I'm not real sure how official these numbering
systems
are.
They're official because it's on the internet.
Oh, okay, then it's real then. Lori D., listener number 9. What if you don't have any thumbs because of a knife attack? Heartless bastages.
And by the way, it's really funny about those numbers. Nobody has picked listener number 1.
Of course, now there's going to be 700, and there's this big dispute. I can't believe you would do that. Just causing trouble. Jordan Rick tweeting, hashtag, what I learned today, about to get stabbed. Me. Could you hold on? I got to tweet this out real quick. Killer.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I can wait.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Come on, hurry it up.
This is what the killer should do. The suspect should be like, don't forget the hashtag.
Don't be the hashtag.
The hashtag is what makes an impact.
That's right. Hashtag, thumbs down to knife crime.
By the way, too many letters.
It's really a long one. Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Maybe get a selfie with the stabber. Something like that. You do something like that. By the way, if you want to have fun, use the hashtag thumbs down to knife crime. And by fun, I mean, do you want to troll today?
Do you have an extra 10 minutes today?
Oh, if you want to troll today, there's your trolling platform. I'm giving it to you. Silver platter. Troll the people in the UK and the celebrities with the hashtag thumbs down to knife crime. I mean, you could just beat them up about, oh, you guys got rid of the guns, huh? How's the knives doing? You have a whole campaign.
How's the knife working out for you?
Yeah, how's that going? TMB listener number 8675309.
Oh, wow. He's a new listener.
I think that's Jenny's number. Anyways. No wonder we kicked their butts in the Revolutionary War.
Hey, that's true.
Hey, Chris Cruz, got to tell you about a new sponsor we have here. It's called Dusk to Dawn. Chris, what is Dusk to Dawn?
Oh,
I'm
man.
Sorry. Dawn to Dusk.
Dawn
I get
to
it
Dusk.
Dawn
yeah.
to Dusk.
You know, we get up here super early.
We're
here like 3 o'clock in the morning. And Dawn to Dusk is an extensive release energy supplement that lasts up to 10 hours, increases energy, and improves mood with a little stimulation of your brain.
Now, you have tried this. Dawn to Dusk.
Been for on a month right now. Mm-hmm. And whoa, this is fascinating. You know, every time I went home after work, I usually need a nap because I'm here so early.
Yeah, folks, by the way, that's not a joke. If he doesn't go home to get his little nappy nap in the afternoon,
I am
cranky. You know where he's nappy napping? On my floor.
Oh,
on the floor of my dressing room.
You know what? You haven't taken a picture of that, which I'm really surprised.
Who says I haven't?
Oh, crap.
You mean
anyways,
I just haven't released him. He is taking naps under my floor.
I no longer need a nap thanks to Brick House, their special Dawn to Dusk, which he has no crash, unlike coffee, is healthy and physician formulated, and it has no side effects. That is the one part I like, because you should want to take What's it called? The energy drinks.
Right.
I get all fidgety and then I start
it's like
crashing.
This big spike of it, something like that.
Yeah,
this
the
is
sugar
kind of a
rush.
Slow release.
Yeah, so little pills. Just
so
like
the
you
parent
take.
Company is Brick House, and the name of it is Dawn to Dusk.
Yes.
And I say that Brick House because I think that's in the website if you want to check it out.
Yep.
It's brickhousedoc.com.
Yep.
Brickhousedoc.
Right now, our listeners can get 15% off of 1 month supply by only using the code DOC at brickhousedoc.com.
So you go to brickhousedoc.com.
Yep.
Use the promo code DOC. You get that 15% off.
Yep.
Okay.
So you're welcome, audience, because this is good.
It's going to be good for you. All right, Chris, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Let's go to the phones now. Christy Lee. Christy Lee McNally, how are you? Did I get that right? Are you there? There we go. Christy Lee McNally, how are you? Maybe not. There you go. We've been hearing something.
Can you hear me now?
Hi there. How are you?
I'm well. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Christy Lee McNally from FreeOurInternet.org. FreeOurInternet.org. What is FreeOurInternet.org?
Well, we are a grassroots organization that is trying to, as you know, during the Obama administration, the government did a very big grab of the internet and basically put the internet under the government's control and labeled it as a type 2 utility, which basically made it so that the internet was
able to be regulated more, right?
Yes.
That was one of my most frustrating days of the Obama administration, and it didn't get hardly any play by comparison to some things. When you look at there were so many things to be ticked at during his administration, but this was a major power grab. And I remember watching some of the hearings with the FCC, and I was so frustrated by that.
Well, let's see who was pushing for it. You know, you had Google pushing for it. You had the tech left pushing for it, and they control the information that gets out there. So, there were the conservatives and those of us who were watching it who were frustrated because we knew what it meant. You know what I mean? We understood, they used the words net neutrality. We weren't trying to make it fair. They used a lot of buzzwords. And people didn't understand exactly what was going on. It made it sound like it was a good thing when it actually, was setting us up for, problems down the road. They didn't understand that, the government now controlled the internet.
Well, followed this for years. And even though I know more about it than a lot of people, I'm not an expert, but I know more probably than the average person. I still get confused because they use the terms like net neutrality. It's
correct.
It's really, this has to be by design to make it convoluted so people don't understand.
And it absolutely is. And when you start talking about the internet and the interests, the esoteric words and all of that, people's eyes glaze over and all they want to know is, can I use my internet? And yes, you can. But now what we've run into, is that you can use your internet and that the ISPs are controlled by the government, but Facebook and Google and Twitter and Instagram and all of those guys are not controlled by the government. So they can do whatever they want. So what we've run into is the opposite of net neutrality. And what we're finding are, conservatives and people who have a different viewpoint than the agenda of the tech left have now been censored by those, tech giants. And so what we're trying to do is, and we took a big step forward on Thursday, with the proposed rules of rolling back the Title II so that the ISPs are put back, into the free market. And then we can have some rulemaking regarding the censorship. But I don't know if you've come across it, but we've had, I've come across where Facebook has censored me for no reason, where my, Facebook posts have, disappeared because, they didn't like what I posted up there. Was it offensive at all? I just, posted something about why the Women's March, was not for me, and all of a sudden, my post disappears. No reason, no explanation, it's just gone, Facebook accounts are deleted, Twitter, Twitter accounts are blocked, and, that's the type of thing that we're fighting, and you know, Thursday we saw a great example of, you know, the agenda. You know, I think they overstepped a little bit, because on Thursday, you know, they on one side of, you know, you had people with signs saying, you know what, we want net neutrality, we want fairness. And then the truth came out, because you had other people out there with signs saying, we need to ban drugs, we need to ban Breitbart. So, you know, their true colors came forward on Thursday when, you know, the vote came out, you know, 2-1 to start rolling back the Title II.
Well, that's...
And the tech felt, the left lost their mind.
Well, this is where we're at right now, which is...
Yeah,
this is where we're at right now, which is a good thing, is that... President Trump is trying to roll some of that back. I hope he does it in a major way. Usually when these things happen, even if they get rolled back a little bit, history has taught us they never go all the way back. It's still bad. It's just not as bad as they tried to. And I think that's kind of a chipping away. But let's take it this way. When you get into all of the specifics, it gets pretty convoluted, as we said, plus the terms. What we need to remember is, let's simplify it. President Obama did a big power grab with the FCC to regulate the internet even more. And they put it under the guise of, well, it's safety and security, which is what they always do. That's what we need to know, right? That's the big thing.
That is the big thing, yes. And you and I both know, anytime the government takes over any industry or any, you know, type, anything, that never works out. It slows growth. I mean, all of their, you know, the plans that they had for the rural areas, because now anytime they want to put out a new product, or if they want to change anything in the internet area, the broadband area, they have to go through all these hoops first. So, you know, we had seen for years this expansion of, you know, the internet, you know, had just exploded. And now, I don't know, I live in Maine, so, you know, things have slowed down, because they every time they have to do something, they have to jump through these 16,000 hoops. You know, they have to get it approved here, they have to go over here and get it approved here. Whereas if we put it back in the free market, they can just start going through, and they can just, you know, they can go back to what they were doing before. They can start saying, okay, we want to expand here. This is what we're going to do in this rural area. We're just going to start laying, you know, we're just going to just boom again. You know what I mean? And that's the problem, is that everything has slowed down over the past few years, because they don't want to have to spend the money to go through all those regulations. And, you know, that's the biggest issue, too, is not only the big power grab in controlling the internet and what can be put on the internet, but controlling and, you know, regulating everything that the ISPs do. And so we've had, you know, a loss of expansion and creativity. And, you know, that's the other problem, too. You know, those are the combined between the government wanting to control content and then the government wanting to control, you know, the expansion of the internet. So
what is our way forward, then? What is the solution to this?
Well, right now, they are in the process of taking public comments. So we are asking everybody to go to our website, which is freeourinternet.org, to keep up to date on what's going on, because it's convoluted and it's long. So they can sign up so they can get information. They can see our blog post so they know what's going on. And then to go to fcc.gov, and put in the comments and say that they support, you know, Chairman Pai in his rollback of the Title II, and that to put the internet back into the free market.
What I'll do is I'll tweet out a link to it as well, so people can have it. Freeourinternet.org. This is a big deal. This is about the future. Like you said, it touches everything. Unfortunately, it didn't get as much attention as it should have during the Obama administration, but we'll give it to the due attention it needs now and try to get some support. All right, Christy Lee McNally, thanks so much. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
Christy Lee McNally from freeourinternet.org. Freeourinternet.org. This is The Morning Blaze.
Speak your mind. 888-900-3393. This is The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
All right, lots of tweets with the hashtag What I Learned Today. Donna tweeting, if the web is a utility, how far is it to declare press a utility? Speech? Thoughts? Well, that's one of the many problems with it, Donna. You're right. You're talking about the technology that allows us to communicate. And that was always one of the problems with telecommunications in general, the phone, the telegraph, whatever, being considered a utility. Yes, it is a technology. But is it a it is a technology we use to communicate. We don't have to have that technology to communicate. We could communicate other ways. But in today's world, that's most of the communication. It's done electronically. Yeah, declaring it a utility was simply a power grab. That was the way to say the government could control it. Otherwise, what excuse would the government have to control the internet? They would have nothing. A tax, perhaps, to tax it. Yeah, that would give it some control effort. But remember, calling it a utility is also a step to be able to tax it. An internet tax is coming. A massive internet tax. We already pay some when it comes to our service providers. We pay taxes to them in general. But eventually, specifically, an internet tax is coming. Because they've got to redistribute. It's a big power and money grab from the government. We know that. But it helps them redistribute the internet because there's some areas they say, well, it's not as fast as other areas. Some children don't have access to the internet because they don't have as nice a phone or computer as you. So this will help us redistribute. How do I know? They did it with the Obama phone. Remember, the Obama phone was a program started during the Reagan administration. Yeah, to provide some services. You have a tax on your phone bill. One of those things that just says charges or other charges. Yeah, one of those went to provide services to low income. And it got evolved over the years to include phones and internet service. Just going to be more of that. That's what it's about. Power, money, grab from the internet. Bottom line is Obama pushed it up. Trump is trying to repeal it a little bit. We need a complete repeal of all of it. The internet should be like the Wild West. Why do people say the Wild West like it's a bad thing? But you don't want it to be the Wild West, do you? Yes, I do. I want it to be wild and free. There are problems that come with wild. Danger. Things are unpredictable. Yeah, that's a part of wild. But you know what else comes with wild? Free. Freedom. And that freedom is only infringed by somebody doing something bad. The argument is, well, without these rules and regulations on the internet, Doc, and it becomes the Wild West. People are going to be victims. Scams. What? People are still victims of scams on the internet. And if the government controlled more, they'd still be victims. How do I know? Because the government controls other stuff and you're still victims. There's still victims all over the place. And if you don't want to be a victim, you will hire a company or buy services to help protect you. We have services and software and apps and all kinds of things that protect us now, even though it's regulated, right? So, it needs to be free. It needs to be the Wild West. That allows for creativity, entrepreneurship, ideas, new development in tech. It provides for all of those things.
People are allowed to try and experiment without government rules and regulations. That, if you check the rest of the world where the government has rules and they regulate things, often it limits the ability to try stuff. Oh, well, I'd like to try this, but, well, there's a rule against it. Even if you don't have a business, have you tried filing paperwork down at City Hall? Have you filed taxes? And you see the restrictions? And you think to yourself, why can't I simply do this? This doesn't affect anybody. How many times have you said it at work, where maybe your company or your industry is regulated for certain things? And you know what you're asking to do or what would like to do or this idea you have to save steps would not hurt anything. You know it won't. You know the only reason it was put in is it was a power grab or to protect something else. That's what we're talking about. Fight for the internet to not only be free, to be the Wild West. Hands off. I don't want any law enforcement. Stay away. Because if you don't, it's simply going to become the phone company of 40 years ago. You have no representation. They control it. They make money. You pay a fortune for it and do not get nearly the service you expect or deserve for the money you pay. That's what's coming at best. Get your tweets in with the hashtag What I Learned Today. It's at Doc Thompson Show, at Real Chris Cruz. This is the Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network. The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
How's the weekend? Is it all right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we went to see Alien Covenant on Saturday night.
Nice. Okay, now the original Aliens movie was Alien was good.
Was good. Was really good.
Aliens 2
sucked.
You didn't like Aliens 2? I thought Aliens 2 was awesome.
No, sorry. I'm thinking of the prequel to the one. I'm thinking of Prometheus. No, you're right. Aliens 2 was good.
And then they did all these others, and I stopped because it just looked bad. Yeah. So I'm off of the series. That actually, I saw the preview for it. Looked pretty good. How was it?
Covenant was.
I don't like the actors that are in it.
Well, here's the thing. Let's just say that it's real, and you've got this multi-billion-dollar spaceship you're going to send out into space with 2,000 people on it and 1,300 embryos on it, and they're going to colonize this planet. Mm-hmm. You find the 8 dumbest people in the world to put on the crew, which is what they did. It was like,
it was a government-run program?
Apparently so, because I have never seen dumber decisions. They are the people in a horror movie that always want to open the door.
Yeah.
Don't go out there. Don't open the door. They want to open the...
Right.
Dumbest main characters I've ever seen.
Yeah, I didn't like the cast.
The guy, Fassbinder, Michael Fassbinder. He plays the twins. Anyway, and then there's this weird homoerotic scene between these two androids that is just, it's like, okay, playing the flute.
So gay robot agenda
made it
into the movie.
That kind of threw
They're pushing the robot gay agenda already.
Pretty much.
The gay AI movement is really big. The gay AI. The guy.
Really just weird.
So 1 to 10, 10 being great.
Is 6.
Okay.
Maybe.
That sounds way too high from the way you've explained it.
And I'm being generous.
Oh, now, you saw Guardians 2?
Yeah, I saw some of it.
I heard a rumor that you fell asleep during it.
You know, that's the problem with those doggone reclining chairs movie theaters.
Relax.
You're so, for 10
so
minutes.
Comfortable.
You relax. Yeah, you get me horizontal and I'm gone.
So you can't really discuss it well. You saw the first one.
I saw the first one. I liked it. Okay. The second one, I saw parts of it.
It's good.
So you were in and out?
Yeah.
I don't think it's the best ever, but it's good. No. I gave the second one pretty high marks. Okay. It's good.
Second one, it's good.
I may try to see it.
Because usually they fail on the second one.
Usually the second one of the superhero movies do real well, because the first one, they got to do backstory. Right. Second one, then they don't have to do as much backstory, and it's great. And then the third one, they try to do like too many villains. All right, let's put 7 in there.
Yeah.
That's who that goes. This one, they still have a lot of backstory because they're setting up that whole Thanos thing at the end.
And then the
spoiler alert.
Everyone knows what they're doing with it.
Oh, okay.
And the blue guy.
I like the blue guy.
What's his name? What's the?
I don't know his real name.
The character's name.
Or his character's name.
The guy, he was also in Walking Dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, like yeah, yeah, that pirate. Guy, yeah.
The whistle guy.
Yeah.
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 But pretty good. I saw the King Arthur one over the weekend because there wasn't a whole lot out there.
To me that.
How was that?
It's actually really good.
The guy from Sons of Anarchy is the main character.
I got to tell you, I didn't know who directed it until I went in and went, oh, it's Guy Ritchie. Okay.
All right.
I was like, okay, there's just nothing to see, and I was really feeling like seeing a movie. All right, I'll try this. And it was shockingly good. I went in, granted, with low expectations.
Okay.
I don't want to build this up and have people go, Doc said it was great, and they go with these high expectations, and it's a fail.
Right.
But it was good. It was entertaining. Okay. I give it a 7 out of 10.
It's the story of what? King Arthur and how he...
Yeah, but it's a different take on it. It's a different spin. Guy Ritchie did a couple things in the movie. I don't know if it add or took away from the movie or not, but is the future the way he did a couple of scenes?
Right.
I don't want to give anything away. I don't know if it would, but heck with that. I'm
the
not
story
gonna...
of King Arthur. I mean,
yeah, that's true too.
That is new, yeah. Right?
Yeah. He did. I'll tell you one thing. He shows him as a boy.
Okay.
Growing up,
Boy Arthur.
But instead of doing the whole backstory we're talking about, how it takes a long time.
Yeah.
He did like the entire backstory in like 4 minutes.
Oh, that's good.
With quick edits. So he did this super driving music, and it shows him as a boy doing this, and a boy doing that, and a boy doing this.
Right.
And each one of the little scenes, I mean, it's like 15, 20 seconds. You're like, oh, okay, I see he learned to do that. Oh, and then he did this. Okay, good. But it was really well done. Fast driving music in different pieces. Dramatic.
All the action scenes.
And there were a boatload of action scenes.
Was it packed?
Packed. It was, yeah. But not one of those where you're like, yeah, action scene again.
Yeah.
Right.
It was...
You were hungry for it.
It was good.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's not done well, has it? I don't think it's done very well box office.
No, it hasn't. I'm telling you, you're missing out. It could be a bit of a sleeper for you. And maybe just
Underdog?
Rent it. Huh?
Underdog?
Yeah. Rent it. Rent it when it comes out. Go to the Red Box or download it on
the... So it's not worth going right now?
No, it would. I'm just saying if you missed it, whatever. Right, I haven't seen the big screen. Yeah. It was good as far as a lot of movies. Think about how many bad movies there are. This is pretty good. Hmm. I mean, I bet some people will absolutely love it. Did you see anything over the weekend? What'd you do? Oh, your rash.
That's
okay,
right.
Wait a minute.
You couldn't leave.
You got to tell us about the rash. What happened? Does that have to do with the weekend?
Yes, it has to do with the weekend. As you all know, my...
Were you having cocktails for kitties?
No. My landlord is in Europe right now.
Okay.
So she said I was in charge of the house.
Oh.
So I took it on
And you end up with a rash?
That's a fail.
So I took it upon myself to rent the other rooms to make some money on the side.
Kind of an Airbnb thing.
Yeah. So I rented the room. I rented two of the rooms. And,
got a questionable tenant in there, huh?
Yeah. Well, no. They're gone.
Oh.
They're gone. They had to leave yesterday because she got in last night.
Right.
And then, so I go into a bathroom, you know, taking a leak. But this is a must
vegetables
on the story.
In the bathroom?
No, I just had to take a pee break.
Oh, I gotcha.
I sit while I pee.
Okay. Why are you telling us this?
Because it's part of the story.
Oh, it's part of the story. Okay. I didn't know this guy.
As I'm sitting there.
Suddenly I'm regretting coming
in
here.
I know, me too.
I'm a dog trainer, too. So I'm trained to see little fleas, right?
What?
And I look over.
I have no idea where this is going.
I look over into the shower.
Yes.
I see little black dots.
Little fleas.
And I'm like, oh, crap. The house is infested with fleas.
Uh-oh.
But mind you, there's
no
dogs.
By the way, Chris is a bit of a germaphobe, too.
There's no dogs.
The bleach.
Did you? Mm-hmm. There's nothing. I'm like, how did we get fleas?
So there's no dogs in the house.
So I'm like, how did we get
fleas in the tub?
Okay. So closer inspection of the black dot. It's a curly.
Oh, yeah.
But not just one. There's like thousands.
Of hair?
Of hair. And I look where my feet are. There's like little black dots. And I'm like...
So you're stepping on the hair.
I'm stepping on it.
Oh.
Chris Cruz meltdown happened. I am cussing like there's no tomorrow. I grab my bleach bottle that is already prepared to clean and pour it on me.
Oh.
But it's no longer... I still feel dirty.
You poured bleach on your like...
I grab the bleach, the actual pure bleach. I go full blown... Like the guy that we saw that setting stuff on fire.
Right.
Just like that. I'm sitting in the toilet
so much,
and I'm like, oh my God, I feel so dirty.
After you poured it on, we were sitting in the shower, rocking back and forth.
I'm so dirty, dirty girl. So I'm taking a shower. I look, there's hairs everywhere, and I'm like, what is? Did he shave in the? Because I always do that. I shave my face because now I no longer have
and
hair.
Your legs.
Right. And the legs is a must.
Oh yeah.
You see, thinking about it, he just started itching.
He's scratching his leg as we speak. I'm gonna move over by you, Doc.
I just don't. As I'm looking up,
there's like curlies everywhere, and I'm like, "What is going on?" And I'm like,
"On the ceiling?
On the ceiling!"
Wow, there was a party in that.
That's
bathroom.
What I said. And I was like, "Wait a minute, he's bald, and has no facial hair."
No.
So that just drove me into like even more. So, Chris, I
can see the slow fade of Chris doing the realization.
Uh-huh.
This guy's getting hair everywhere, and wait a moment.
Hold on.
I heard the
Bob's
glass ball. Break. I heard the glass break.
Record
I
was like, rip.
Wow.
I go to Walgreens, and I'm really scratching right now because it's really. I go to Walgreens because,
he is itching, folks. I'm not kidding. He's scratching back and forth.
I'm laying in bed, and I started to itch. And I started to itch. And I'm like, what is going on? Started to itch. I removed my pants. Red everywhere. I'm talking about head to toe.
So is it from the hair or the bleach?
I have no idea.
It's probably from the bleach. You know,
that
stuff's a skin irritant.
I think it's for the because of the hair.
It's from the bleach.
I stepped on the hair, and I probably got like the crabs now.
It's from the
hair crabs.
Bleach irritates your skin, goof.
So I go to Walmart.
You're not supposed to wash with bleach, not your body.
It says clean and purify.
Yes, it means for refrigerators and washing machines and floors and stuff.
No, I think it means for body.
I don't think so. No. In fact, I think it says right there, don't put it on your body. It says
don't put it internally. It doesn't say anything about outside the body. Don't get me started.
You know, it's a violation of federal law to use that product as labeled.
Right.
To not use it as labeled.
May cause burns. I do believe it says that
it
on the label.
Burn,
may cause burns.
I think I'm either allergic to the hair or somewhere in my fabric. Not to the Clorox.
But he's fine. The Clorox is fine.
Yeah, the Clorox is fine. I feel pure now, but yeah. So that's what I...
You feel pure?
So I think it's like either
karma. Do you feel pretty?
I feel pretty now. I think it's like either karma or something. Because it backfired. That $120.
There's a little black dot on your arm right now. I don't know what that is.
But $120 I made.
Moving.
Half of that went to freaking calamine lotions.
So let me get this straight.
An aloe.
Let me get this straight. Let me see if I understand.
Okay.
You, Chris Cruz, have trouble getting a date.
Yes.
Interesting.
That's so weird.
Just odd. Interesting. Okay.
I don't know why, though.
I don't know why either.
I'm such a good guy.
For a guy who smells clean.
I'm a good, clean guy.
He smells clean. He smells like a clean bathroom.
Like a Clorox.
I'm not sure if it'll help you, but hey, at this point, you're willing to try bleach. Try the Relief Factor. Relief Factor is an all-natural anti-inflammatory, helping thousands of Blaze audience members and many Blaze employees right here alleviate their chronic pain. Most pain is a symptom of inflammation in our bodies, and unfortunately, most of the treatments are just narcotics that mask the pain. It's not actually helping it. You have to deal with all the other side effects. Relief Factor was created to give people their lives back by reducing the inflammation naturally and safely. In fact, one of those people wants to tell her story, Nicole.
I started getting numbing, like carpal tunnel, but then I started realizing it was all up in my shoulder. The cramping, the pain, it was almost unbearable. When I started taking Relief Factor, it just seemed like everything relaxed, and I'm able to stretch it out now. I'm able to work it out. I'm able to sleep. To me, it is a lifesaver.
It really is. It has helped all kinds of people, and it can help you too. Maybe somebody you know has chronic pain. Try the 3-week quick start pack for only $19.95. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start pack. Most people can see results 7 to 10 days. You can get yours at 800-500-8384. Call 800-500-8384 or go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com.
You're waking up to the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson, part of Generation Blaze, only on the Blaze Radio Network.
The This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
All righty, that is it, ladies and gentlemen, the end of the Morning Blaze. But before we go, as always, let's find out what we learned today. We learned nothing says I love you, Mom, on Mother's Day like a severe beating.
Yep. Boom, boom, boom.
We learned if you go to an amateur human neuterer, you're doing it wrong.
Completely wrong.
Is it neuterist?
Neuterist.
Yeah. Neuterer? That would be more accurate.
Neuterist. Yes. I think that's probably what it is. We learned that when Chris Cruz pees, he identifies as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do.
Can't believe you just volunteer that, you just throw it out there.
It was important information for the story to make sense.
So many wrongs.
As Tom
there.
The engineer points out, it does keep splashing down.
That is true. And finally, we learned that I, Doc Thompson, aspire someday to huff paint in the bathroom of Neiman Marcus.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. High
someday.
Class. Someday.
Someday.
Not there yet. You're still at target level.
At the Blaze, Brad, what, if anything, did you learn today?
I learned that if I decide to have my testicles cut off, I'm going to find somebody with some medical training and not just an army little surgical kit.
I have a medical training.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've also learned that I'm not showering at your house.
All right, Kirk, spin of the dials radio style in Dallas, Texas. Morning, what, if anything, did you learn today?
What I learned today is I need a party attending committee, and I want Doc and Cruz in my ear.
When that's
I'm too nice. I want to talk to everybody.
We'll run interference for you. We'll get the whole thing done. Chris Cruz, what, if anything, did the listeners learn today?
Feller TMB listener number one. Doc.
Oh, so there is a number one.
Hold on. Wait till you hear this.
Uh-huh.
Doc likes to create drama among his fans. By the way, I'm number one.
Oh, see? Okay, good.
And then we got TMB listener numero uno.
but there's still only number one. Yeah. One number one.
But Chris Cruz, you might want to check that again. I'm numero uno. Deadpool also learning. Listening to Chris Cruz Weekend Stories. Maybe they want to shower with bleach, too.
Just hearing him. I need ear bleach after that.
Libertarian also learning. Sounds like DeBlaze Keith is better at espionage than James Comey. Call from Grandma.
He really is. You should see him slink around here. Oh, I didn't tell you. Oh, I got to tell you about scaring Caleb last night.
Oh, nice.
Caleb on the think tank?
He's
oh, my gosh.
Here.
I can't believe I forgot this.
He's okay. Here late time.
I'll tell that tomorrow. Maybe I'll tell it on the think tank today.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is so gold. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
World Spots, TMB listener number 42. Chris Cruz, nobody wants to admit it to being listener number one because nobody wants to admit they're that old.
Is it an age thing? Has he been around longer?
I don't know. Is it?
Oh, okay.
I joined the curve a little too late, so I don't know.
I'm not sure how official these rankings are, but Nevertheless. Hey, by the way, I just realized I didn't get those new numbers on procrastination.
Mm.
Can we do those tomorrow?
We could do tomorrow right after Caleb or before Caleb.
Right before Caleb.
Write them down
so I don't forget, though.
Yep, I got you.
And then what does Glenn Beck have coming up on his radio show immediately following ours on the Blaze Radio Network?
Crap, Kalisov.
See, this, you're
that.
Supposed to, somebody has got to pick up the ball here,
Kirk,
and figure
I told
it out.
You remind me this.
And I'm guessing then you don't know what he's wearing today.
Oh, I know what he's wearing.
Okay.
I like Chris Cruz t-shirt.
Yeah, no, he's not wearing that. He's nothing to do with you. In fact, especially after that bleach story. All right, I'm going to get a break in or wrap things up. Remember, the Morning Blaze is today a Chris Cruz production. Sic Semper Tyrannis. Good night, Steve Cannon. Wherever you are. Anyang, now you go home.
I know what we have tomorrow. You forgot to ask me.
I just asked you, and you said we're going to do it after Caleb. I assume Caleb was the tomorrow thing.
No Bill in America? Yeah, we have a Bill in America.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I miss Cal.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Part of the next generation of talk radio.
This is the Blaze Radio Network.